The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph states, Asarot Takonois Tikein Ezra. Ezra enacted 10 regulations when he led the return of the Bnei Yisrael from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. The first takana was Shekoyrin B'mincha B'Shabbos, that they should read from the Torah on Shabbos for Mincha. And the second takana was V'koyrin B'Sheini U'V'Chamishi, and they should read from the Torah Mondays and Thursdays. The reason for reading the Torah for Mincha on Shabbos is Mishum Yoshevei Kironois, for the storekeepers, who are constantly involved in their businesses and are unable to go to shul Monday and Thursdays to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Therefore, Ezra instituted the Shabbos Mincha reading for this group. The Meiri has a different shot for Yoshevei Kironois, referring to Amei Haoretz, who are idle on Shabbos afternoon since they do not learn Torah and also cannot work on Shabbos. This gives them the opportunity to hear words of Torah on Shabbos. The Gemara asks, is it really Ezra who instituted this? It was actually instituted much before Ezra. As we learn, the Pasuk states, Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael miyam suf, Vayetzu el midbar shur, Vayelechu shloishes yomim bamidbar v'loi motzu moyim. This is explained as meaning that since the Bnei Yisrael went 3 days without learning in the midbar, they became spiritually tired. As the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Beis states, Sheyetzer hara shel adam mischadesh olav b'chol yoim, u'ma'ayim lehiskaber olav. The evil inclination of a person renews itself each day and threatens to overpower him. Therefore, amadu ha'neviyim shebeinehem, this refers to Moshe Rabbeinu and all neviyim of Moshe Rabbeinu's era, and it was they who instituted the reading of the Torah. They are the ones who instituted reading the Torah on Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday. Why? So that 3 days do not pass without hearing the words of the Torah. So we see from this Gemara that Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday was actually instituted way before Ezra. The Gemara concludes that originally the Neviim HaRishonim instituted that only one person would read a total of 3 psukim from the Torah. Another opinion states that 3 men would read, and each of them would read only 1 pasuk. Then Ezra came and instituted that 3 men should read from the Torah a minimum of 10 psukim, which corresponds to the Asara Batlonim. The Asara Batlonim were 10 individuals who did not work and would dedicate themselves to the needs of the community and guarantee that there would always be a minyan of 10 people for davening. These individuals were supported by the community.